I'm Trinise of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess, Sinya Scott of Ida B. Wells High School. Hi, Sinya. I'm Trinise.
Hi, Trinise. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for taking the time out of your day to let me interview you. So, so how does it feel to be the new selected person of color, Rose Festival Princess?
It feels really good. It feels surreal. I'm just so infinitely grateful for all the people around me, especially like the women of color around me who have continued to support me and encourage me to get to this place. Yeah, those I think are like the two biggest things. It feels surreal, and I'm very, very grateful.
So how does like your family feel? How does your friends feel? Like how are they taking this in? Like, you know,
this is definitely a huge moment for all of us. I mean, especially my family. My family's originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa. So to be able to represent like my ethnic background through this as well is so huge. And then my friends have just been so incredibly supportive. They were all there at the ceremony cheering me on, which just felt so good. And it felt good to know that I've just surrounded myself with such amazing, beautiful people who really do have my back and want to see me succeed. So, yeah.
What was it like? What made you want to do this? And why was it so important for you to be the Rose Festival Princess? Like, what pushed you, what encouraged you, what inspired you?
Yeah, so what really did inspire me is I really like the emphasis that the Rose Festival program has on character. It doesn't put such a heavy emphasis on appearance and just kind of the surface level things that I feel like so many programs do emphasize, but it also does put an emphasis on like a sisterhood within the court. And that was very attractive to me because I love being able to connect with others and learn amongst other beautiful, wonderful people. I also really wanted to be able to represent people that have not been represented for so long throughout history as well.
So I read your bio and I heard that you wanted to be a civil rights attorney. And so like, what made you want to do that? What inspired you and what inspired you?
Yeah, well, I've always really wanted to be a lawyer growing up. And I think that the biggest thing about that attracted me so much was just being able to speak up for my community. And I think that through political science, I would be able to learn about the systems that are currently in place and have been around for so long and what it really does take to implement change that is going to benefit large amounts of people. And majors change all the time, but for right now, that's definitely where I feel like I'm headed.
So Sinya, I know most people these days have social media. So what platforms do you use to get your messages across or, you know, get your message across for being the Rose Festival Princess?
I'd say like the most common platforms I use would be like Instagram. I also have my school podcast, Hot Tea with Sinya, that I host. And there I really do talk about a lot of things that I find very important, but we also do really fun things. Like we interview staff members at our school and we do fun little segments. But yeah, I think that Instagram has just been the main place that I have been able to celebrate this event. And it's been like the main place that I've seen like the other princesses and have been able to learn more about the other people that I'm going to be meeting very soon.
Wow, that's so amazing. So I know you were, I know you helped with changing your school's name. So how was that process and how did everything go? Like, I know being a person of color, things can be hard to change things and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, being on the renaming committee was truly a once in a lifetime experience. I've never been able to be a part of a group that was making such a huge tangible change to like a high school, to an institution. And it definitely came with its challenges. Like this was the first time that I had worked alongside like staff members so closely in making such an important shift to our school. So It came with its challenges in learning how to communicate, learning how to be more confident in my input and the thoughts that I put out there, learning how to, I guess, consider the perspectives of many different types of people as well. But all in all, I'm extremely grateful that I got to be a part of that. And I'm even more grateful that the name has been changed officially and that that's something that I was able to see in my time.
Yes. Yes. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. When I found out, like, cause I didn't know, like I asked the question and I was like, oh my gosh, wow. Like that's amazing. You know? So I know you told me you have a talk show. So have you ever tried to like go on, you know, radio talk shows or like do anything like that to get your name out there more, to expand, you know, your radio show?
Definitely something we've considered. I mean, while in high school, it is kind of difficult just because this was kind of like the first time that the school had anything like that. And so it was a very experimental project for me and the other students involved. I have definitely considered expanding it. I don't know if that's something that's going to happen in my time, like my little time I have left in high school, but I definitely want to see that take place at some point very, very soon.
Tell me a little bit about the pros and cons to being the Rose Festival Princess. Like, what are things you like? What are things you really don't like? And how has like your experience been so far?
I wouldn't say that there are any serious cons just yet. I'd say the biggest thing is just understanding that this does make you a public figure. So you definitely have to take into consideration how you've presented yourself in the past. And I guess that there can be some pressure that comes alongside that and knowing that you're representing a big group of people. But I wouldn't say that that's a con. I'd say that that's just something that you need to consider when going into something like the Rose Court, because it is like, it's a pretty big deal. I would say that the pros are just everything I listed before, like being able to have these close relationships, being able to represent your school and like be an ambassador for your school, having the opportunity to learn all of these new skills and travel alongside the Rose Court. It's just like the whole program as a whole, I feel like, is a pro in of itself, to be completely honest. I feel like there's just so many positives attached to this experience.
Getting into some little fun questions. What kind of like, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do outside of school, outside of Rose Festival Princess? Like, what are some things you like to do in your own time?
Oh my goodness. I love music. Like if you ask anyone, my favorite artist, Frank Ocean is my number one.
Ooh.
Steve Lacy comes in a close second, and SZA.
Ooh, yes. Those are like, yes. Three.
But yeah, like if you ask anyone at the school, they're like, oh yes, and she's always got this like headphones on, like she's always talking about Frank Ocean, like even like when Frank Ocean's mentioned, everyone's like, oh, here we go, like here goes Sunny. It's just like such a huge part of my personality. I feel like music has just like got me through so many things, and I love it so much.
I feel you, girl. I feel you. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Ooh, that's a good question. I think I would want to be like, I don't know what they're called. I remember watching the movie Sky High and someone was able to like morph into like a gerbil or something. I think that would come in so handy to be able to just morph into anything, or even yes. Like
that is cool.
Like Elastigirl in Incredibles, how she could just like yes. Morph herself into all this stuff. Like, I feel like that was just like that would be the most fun, because I could honestly be anything I wanted, but then it could also come in handy.
Yes, that's really cool. Is there anything else that you would like to say, or any message that you'd like to say to anybody in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to like say words of encouragement to any students that are thinking about putting themselves out there, maybe even are considering running to be in Rose Corps. I'd say just do it. Like, there's really nothing you can lose by putting yourself out there and by feeling as though you're the right person for this experience. And I'm just so incredibly excited to be a part of this. And I'm so grateful to everyone who's helped me get here as well. So, and thank you to y'all for having me on this.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess, Miss Senya Scott from Ida B High School. I'm Trinise, reporting from AM 1415 KBPS.